The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, it's a wolf moon tonight. Why in the world do they call it that?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Wolf Blitzer?
You know what this is a case of, right? This is what happens when the marketing people are allowed to get involved. They now want to name and brand the moon. Get the marketing people out. You know how I feel about the marketing people.
So I was out last night walking the dog around 7 o'clock, and I saw not quite the full moon, which is tonight, but very close to the full moon. It was beautiful. Last night was beautiful. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Jim Irsay still longs for Andrew Luck. The Sixers beat the Lakers, and Bradley Beal sounds frustrated. But we begin today with the Houston Texans hiring 65-year-old career assistant coach David Culley to coach their team. And at the same time, the reporting by Adam Schefter of ESPN that weeks ago, well before the Texans made this hire, Deshaun Watson formally asked to be traded. Wilbon, should the Texans' hiring of Culley persuade Watson to stay?
No. Watson's beef isn't with Culley. Watson's beef is with the people above Culley who just hired him and the layer of people between the owner and the coach. We know who Deshaun Watson's beef is with. And we know why, to some extent, Tony. While the specifics may not have been officially reported or attributed to Watson and coming out of his mouth, we know what the deal is. He feels misled. He feels lied to. He feels that the people above him, look, he ain't the only one on that team. A certain Mr. Watt walked down the sideline late in the season, maybe the last game, and said, we're sorry for screwing up your time here. And you're a great quarterback, and we have messed this up, meaning the club. So, no, this has nothing to do with this gentleman who has now been brought in from almost out of nowhere, and you wonder if he's going to have any chance to succeed given how incompetent the Houston Texans have been.
Yeah, so I think the key factor here is that the reporting says that Watson asked for this a long time ago. So if he asked for this a long time ago, you're basically saying that whoever comes in here doesn't matter to him anymore. And the notion that just because this is a minority hire, that Deshaun Watson will say, I'm going to stay, I don't believe in that. Now, it's possible that Culley is a great, uplifting man and that everybody loves him and he's great with quarterbacks, though if that were the case, Baltimore, where he just was, wouldn't have been dead last in quarterbacks. Yeah. And in that case, maybe Watson could succeed. But like you, Mike, I feel that the horse is out of the barn on this. And I'll go further with Culley. I feel badly for him. I know he walked in with his eyes open. I know they had to tell him that Watson didn't want to be there. He's going to lose Watson. He's going to lose J.J. Watt. He's going to be 8-24 in 2 years, and he's going to be fired.
Yeah.
As would anybody be when they walk into this.
Yeah.
Because it is a mess.
Yeah. I'm a little bit more cynical about it than you. That sounds like a way I've started lots of segments in the last year, or maybe a little less. I'm more cynical about it. Because I look at this guy who gets this job after all these 3 decades almost in the NFL. He's not even advanced to a coordinator at some point. And you think if all these people like him so much, like John Harbaugh, who spoke glowingly of him, if they like him so much, why wasn't he promoted? And you know, this is another, you know, this is a case of to me. Oh, we are at the bottom of the ocean with anvils tied around our arms and legs. Let's bring the brother in from the bullpen to save the mess. Because that's the only way he's going to get hired. He's going to get hired when it's hopeless or damn near hopeless. And then we can discover him when he's been sitting right there in all these football offices for 30 damn years. This is what I look at and say, you know what? I hope the Houston, what are they? Not the Astros, the Texans. I hope they lose every game for the next 5 years. And I should, because I'm not rooting against him. I'm rooting against his bosses.
Yeah. So the Houston Texans and the Houston Astros who cheated and the Houston Rockets, who've been torn apart. It's a hot mess for pro sports in Houston. But Deshaun Watson, there are 25 teams in this league, 25, that will kick out the guy who's sitting in the quarterback meeting right now to get to Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And they will do that.
You would think so, Tone. Big trade coming at some point. The Colts need a quarterback after the retirement of Phillip Rivers. And owner Jim Irsay says he wants, quote, someone who can come in and play at a high level with a veteran vision, close quote. Players like Deshaun Watson, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers all fit that description. And so does Andrew Luck, who walked away from football 18 months ago. Irsay says, quote, he knows we'd love to have him back, but only he could decide that, and right now he's retired, close quote. Tony, could you see Luck returning to the Colts?
This is such a tantalizing story to me, and I think so smart by Jimmy Irsay, the mad tweeter, to put this out there, to plant this seed. Because if you are an Indianapolis Colts fan, you'd rather have Andrew Luck than Matthew Stafford. You'd rather have Andrew Luck than anybody because you know Andrew Luck. They're a better team now than when he got hurt. He's had a few years to recover physically. They are a top 10 offense. They are a top 10 defense. Their coach, Frank Reich, is great with quarterbacks. He's the guy that helped Wentz and Foles with the Super Bowl run the other year, three, 4 years ago in Philadelphia. Look, I don't know Andrew Luck. I don't know what he's inclined to do, but I know this. He was raised to be a quarterback by his father, who himself was a quarterback. I don't know, since we haven't heard from Luck, I don't know that you can count this out yet.
I am persuaded by something that is really, 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 really smart that Charles Barkley has told me. He's told both of us. Because Charles tried to come back at one point after being out for a while with an injury, and he woke up and he said, you know, I feel good. I feel good. Nothing's aching. Nothing's falling off of me. I've lost some weight. I'm in shape. I feel great. And then you go back out there and you go, wait a minute. Now I remember. Because everything is hurting. Everything is aching. Everything is falling off. And when you made that decision, and I'm sure Andrew Luck went through this. I almost said Oliver Luck is dead. Andrew Luck. He thought, I feel terrible. I feel awful. I don't want to do this anymore. And now he's been out for two seasons. And he's thinking, man, I'm feeling good. This is where Charles's words ring in my ear. Hold on there, Sparky. You're not that good.
Well, he's missed three of the last four seasons, so we presume he's healthy. If he goes back, he's got a terrific young running back, Jonathan Taylor, I believe. They have a lot of cap space. They can go buy wide receivers if they need to. Their offensive line is better, and he's only 31. Like, he's not 35, he's not 36, he's 31. And until he tells us that he's not going to do it, I'm going to hold out the hope.
He told us once.
We move now.
When he retired, he told us, I'm not going to do it. He's a smart guy.
I understand.
Smart guy, Andrew Luck.
I understand.
Okay.
I get all of that. I'm just saying it's a possibility. You're saying there's not a chance? I'm saying there's a chance. Smart. We move now to the Lakers and 76ers, who played last night. The Sixers winning on a last-second shot by Tobias Harris. The controversial play of the game saw LeBron James foul Joel Embiid, and Embiid landed hard on his back, unable to cushion the fall. It was ruled a flagrant one. Embiid said later, quote, that's a very dangerous play. It should have been a flagrant two, unquote. Now, flagrant two is automatic ejection. Wilbon, are you with your boy Embiid that LeBron should have been ejected?
No, I'm not. And part of this is just age. I mean, I remember times where people like Bill Laimbeer wound up and hit people while in the air, and it was a common foul, and not even a technical. Nobody looked at him, all right? So I remember that. I came of age with that basketball. You were already of age with that basketball.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So LeBron, I understood, he pushed him in the air. You can call a foul there. He wouldn't have been a foul for the first 50 years of the NBA. It's a foul now. A flagrant. I was like, wow. I mean, I didn't know it was a flagrant. But look, Embiid, he crashed to the floor. I watched it over and over this morning. You can hear it. You can feel it. He crashed to the floor. I understand why it's a flagrant foul now. But I don't think LeBron did anything. That's not who LeBron James is. He doesn't go around hacking people. He just doesn't. He never has in 100 years.
So let me go to a quote by Doc Rivers, who the last time I looked was Joel Embiid's coach. And he said, first of all, LeBron's not a dirty player. It was just a physical play, and they had to call the flagrant, I guess. I guess. It doesn't sound like he's backing Embiid.
No.
I watched it. LeBron hits him with two hands. He pushes him. It doesn't look like he shoves
him. He nudges
him. It does not look malicious.
It's a French kiss.
To me, if you're going to be ejected on a flagrant two, I think there's intent matters. I didn't particularly see the intent. Was it a dangerous play? Yeah, it might have been a dangerous play. And Embiid, for the rest of the time he was in there, was totally ineffective. And the Lakers caught up. But a flagrant two to me, you know when you see a flagrant two.
I'm kind of with you on that, Tony. You know it when you see it. If you can't define it specifically. By the way, that was a great game last night. I'm sure you were asleep. Or, you know, fantasizing about watching some more of TB12, whatever it is you do.
That was a great game.
And the Sixers won, as I said, they'd win, but narrowly, great game.
I was awake. I was watching back and forth between Rain Man and The Peacemakers. Very good movies. Let's take a break. Coming up, Bradley Beal looks sad. Is it time the Wizards trade him away?
You know, if you were doing the Siskel and Ebert show, it'd been fine to watch those. We're doing a sports show. And are we looking at an NCAA tournament without Duke? We'll peer into the future and tell you what we see. Maybe an old movie for Siskel or Ebert.
You can date yourself with Siskel and Ebert, but I'd be proud with that comparison.
I know you would. Me too.
I like it.
Me too.
So, I love it. It's fine with me.
I read them. That's
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline. We can see into the future, but for some reason, you only ask sports questions. Art, I sense the first one.
Hey, Tony and Mike. Do you see the Wizards trading Bradley Beal?
Didn't we do this last year?
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about trading Bradley Beal last year?
Yeah.
Here's what happens. Bradley Beal scores a lot of points, like he had 47 last night, and his team loses. For 10 straight times when Bradley Beal has gone 40 or more, the Wizards lose. And the Wizards lose because they stink. And they have stunk for a while with and without Bradley Beal. I mean, if Bradley Beal wants to leave, that's one thing. But I can understand that his reputation is diminished because he's the leading scorer on a bad team. So people say it doesn't matter how many points he scores, 35 a game, doesn't matter because he can't make his team win. I would not trade Bradley Beal, and I will tell you why. You cannot judge the Wizards so far because of coronavirus. They have been hit harder than any other team in the league. And not only that, they acquired Russell Westbrook. You've got to give that a chance. You've got to wait more than now to see if that works. Look, I watched this team, and it's a tough watch, but I'm not trading Bradley Beal.
Yeah, Tony, and that's my immediate instinct, too. Let Westbrook and Beal, you got to give them more time. And I know you don't really have more time because you're playing 10 fewer games this season. Conundrum, I get that. But Bradley Beal is just not some weird gunner dude. Bradley Beal's a good two-way player. The best players in the league have great respect for Bradley Beal. I know. I have listened to them over the years say, hey, yeah. I'd have Bradley Beal. I'd play with this guy. So I think you have to let it play out a little longer. But, Tony, if they don't get this done in the next couple of weeks, I think that Beal will be traded, although I would not want to trade him.
Well, you're looking into the future and a different future than I am at the moment. What's next?
Hi, Tony. Hi, Mike. It's Jolene. I want to know if you see Duke making the NCAA tournament.
First, let me say hi to Jolene. She's from Nebraska. She goes to the Masters every single year. I know that for a fact because I can see more than you can see.
Yeah, that's now, the past.
I thought the rule was that Duke had to be in the NCAAs. I thought when CBS signed a contract, they said Duke has to be in the NCAAs. I thought that's why Mike Krzyzewski a couple of months ago said, oh, 300 teams should be in the NCAAs. And that way, I think he's ranked in the top 300. Look, they're the heavyweight champions as far as I'm concerned. You got to knock them out before I'm throwing them out. I sit here now and still think they can go to the ACC tournament and win it. But I will be honest with you, Mike. This is the first time in 40 years I cannot name a single player on Duke unless you tell me Grayson Allen still has eligibility. And when I look at Duke being not very good and Kentucky being bad and North Carolina not being very good, it's why I'm not in on this season yet. I'm sorry, Baylor doesn't bring me to the TV set.
Well, somebody's going to bring you to the TV set because you're not going to ignore the tournament as we're not going to ignore March Madness. You're just not. So, Tony, here's the problem. Here's why Duke will make it into the tournament. Because, first of all, Duke's going to get better because they're coached by a guy who makes his teams better. Every yeah. year for the past almost 40. You know, you're net, what, 36, 37 years worth? So I'm going to have him in. We don't know what teams might have to drop out. We don't know what teams might say, you know what, our guys voted not to play. There are entire teams that whose players Duke women's basketball. Our dear friend Kara Lawson's coaching that team, but she's not coaching competitively right now because the players didn't want to play. And it's understandable. But all you need is a few of those, and all of a sudden the bubble is real big, and Duke's men will be playing deep into March.
Big enough for Binghamton, I hope. The phone lines are closed. Let's take one last break, but in our future, I see us talking about the Yankees saying goodbye to a starter.
And after 10 straight victories, is it finally time for Tony to start paying attention to the Utah Jazz?
Oh, I started paying attention at 7. At 7 is when I started paying attention. I can tell you, Rudy Gobert spells his name R-U-D-Y.
That's really good. Can't get Gobert? Can't get that?
G-O-B-E-R-T.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 44th birthday, Dante Culpepper. Culpepper had a pretty good run with the Vikings in the early 2000s. He was the 11th overall pick in 1999, the first big-name player out of UCF. While Culpepper was in Minnesota, he had Nate Burleson, Randy Moss, and Chris Carter to throw to.
Woo!
So Culpepper led the NFL in 2000 with 33 touchdown passes. And in 2004, he led the league in passing yards. He made 3 Pro Bowls, but his career record was only 41-59. Culpepper is a trivia answer of sorts. In 2006, when both he and Drew Brees were free agents, Nick Saban, who was then coaching the Dolphins, chose Culpepper over Brees. Brees had been hurt in San Diego and was thought to be damaged goods. Culpepper ended up playing only 4 games for the Dolphins and losing 3 of them. Brees ended up with a Super Bowl ring in New Orleans and a Hall of Fame resume. Since 2006, the Dolphins have had 16 different starting quarterbacks. The Saints have had Brees start 228 out of 240 games, but happy birthday.
With all due respect to Nate Burleson, who's terrific, Moss and Chris Carter, I mean, you could put them up there as the greatest duo, with apologies, I mean, any duo involving Jerry Rice has got to be right there. But, right, Tony? Moss and Chris Carter,
yes.
To have them to throw to when you're newly minted out of college, that's a hell of a combo to go to.
100%. Happy anniversary, Baltimore Ravens. On this day 20 years ago, the Ravens beat the Giants in one of the more unwatchable Super Bowls, 34-7. These were the Giants of Jim Fossil and Kerry Collins, after Parcells and Sims, and before Coughlin and Eli. The Giants got to the Super Bowl by pounding Dante Culpepper's Vikings 41-0, but they were inept in this game. They had 18 possessions, 11 resulted in punts, 5 were cut short by turnovers. The Giants' only score was a 97-yard kickoff return by Ron Dixon, which made the score 17-7 Ravens. That score was answered immediately by an 84-yard kickoff return by Baltimore's Jermaine Lewis. Kerry Collins' numbers were terrible. 15-39, 112 yards, and 4 interceptions. His rating was 7.1. I've been in earthquakes bigger than that. The Ravens' defense was superb, led by Ray Lewis, who was named MVP. Baltimore's coach was Brian Billick, who I lovingly referred to as that preening schmo. Their quarterback was Trent Dilfer, who only passed for 153 yards. Nobody in America remembers this game.
No, I don't, Tony. I remember that defense. And these guys, I mean, you got Dwayne Starks, Jamie Sharper, Peter Boulware, Tony Siragusa, and Hall of Famers Ray Lewis and Rod Woodson. They like to think that they're as good as the 85 Bears. I understand that. Great defense, two Hall of Famers. Yeah, not the 85 Bears. Not now, not ever.
Now, you're right about that. You know, Bears may have been the greatest team ever that one year, as I said last week. Happy trails, Masahiro Tanaka. The Yankees right-hander is going back to Japan, going back to pitch for Rakuten, the team he left for the Yankees 7 years ago after going 24-0 with a 1.27 ERA. And yes, I said 24-0. Tanaka was never that great for the Yankees. He was good. He was a two-time All-Star, a consistent starter, going 78-46 in 173 starts with a 3.74 ERA, and he was 5-4 in the postseason. But the Yankees never reached the World Series in Tanaka's time. The Yankees have gone to Japan 3 times for big signings. Outfielder Hideki Matsui worked out the best. He was the World Series MVP in 2009. Pitcher Hideki Arabu worked out the least, and Tanaka was in the middle. You may remember that when Tanaka signed his $155 million contract, he chartered a 787, and he flew to New York with only 6 passengers on board, including his wife, his personal manager, and a toy poodle named Harold. It is unlikely he's going back in that same style.
Aren't you shocked to find that Rakuten is an actual thing and not just some commercial that, the once again, the marketing people, who should all be led out away from all the rest of us, not just a creation of the marketing people? Aren't you shocked by that?
No, I'm not, because I don't hate marketing people. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The Jazz beat the Mavs for their 10th straight. Is that a big deal?
Yeah, Tony, I mean, 10 straight is a big deal. Anytime you get to double digits, and they're still on a roll. So, yes, the ACC announced its fall football schedule without Notre Dame. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, Notre Dame's probably anticipating a real season, and they want to get out from under in a conference and just be independent, make money. The Lions are hiring Anthony Lynn as offensive coordinator. Good choice?
That is a very good choice. I wouldn't have fired Anthony Lynn anyway, as I told you. Number one Gonzaga at San Diego tonight. You smelling upset?
No. I mean, Gonzaga's in a... No. Last one, Warriors at your Suns tonight. 4th straight loss for Phoenix,
you
huh?
Know, I love the Warriors, but not as much as Chris Paul and Devin Booker and the Suns. And they need Book back. They need Book back in the lineup, but I think he's out tonight. So, it's going to be a tough one.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Lobon. Same time tomorrow, knucklehead. You can get the PTI podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Now, here is Sports Center. What are you doing with a payday?
Payday sent me a million candy bars.
Why?
My favorite candy.
Why?
I love payday.
It's old.
I don't know.
It's
they
done.
Like me?
PTI.